Looking ahead to the April election, it will be a big ballot with congressional primary races, including U.S. Senate, and there will be five constitutional amendments.
Public Affairs Research Council President Stephen Procopio says two of the amendments are part of Amendment 2 that failed last year.
Those are the two that are redos.
Procopio says one has to do with teacher pay. The other is on the inventory tax businesses pay. There's also a constitutional amendment on giving the legislature the ability to remove positions from civil service protection. And voters will decide whether to raise the mandatory retirement age for judges from 70 to 75. Procopio says a similar amendment was defeated in 2014.
They want to put it to the voters again. So we'll see if times have changed and opinions have changed on that one.
I'm John Burns.
As a result of legislation approved in the recently completed legislative session, mobile device app stores will be required starting in July 2026 to verify the age of the user before the app can be downloaded. Louisiana Family Forum Executive Director Gene Mills says they know that the legislation does not violate the First Amendment because the 2023 law passed in Louisiana requiring porn sites to verify the age of the user has been ruled constitutional.
And it was tested in the U.S. Supreme Court last week in the Texas law, which mimicked our age verification for porn, and it was upheld 6-3.
Former LSU baseball All-Americans have been named Major League Baseball All-Stars, Paul Skeens and Alex Bregman. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo on TIX FM.